You're watching Kids Ablaze from World Revival Church of Kansas City with your host, Lisa Liu, plus Dan Dan the Fireman, the wacky inventions of Professor Peanutty, and all your friends at the Kids Ablaze Firehouse.
Kids Ablaze, hearts on fire. Kids Ablaze, one desire. Kids Ablaze, hearts on fire. Kids Ablaze, one desire.
So I tell you, you're too young, you're too small in size. Don't receive it, don't believe it, you're a giant inside. Hey! So I tell you, you're too young, you're too small in size. Don't receive it, don't believe it, you're a giant inside.
Get ready! It's time for Kids Ablaze! Now, here's your host, Lisa Liu.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm Lisa Liu, and I'm so happy to be here at the Firehouse again. How about you?
Yeah!
How about you kids at home? Are you excited? Well, has anyone seen Dana and the Fireman?
No.
I haven't. Oh, Dan! You guys better help me with this.
Oh, Dan!
Here I am.
There he is.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey.
Hi, kids. Hi there, all you kids at home. Good to be here.
Yeah, well, now that we're all here and we're ready, are you guys gonna have some fun today?
Yeah!
Well, Firehouse Days are my favorite. We always have a blast, and I love learning about God and how we can be everything we can for Him. Don't you guys?
Yeah!
Well, today we're going to be learning about the power of all. Does anybody know what that means? Let's see. How about you, Austin?
It means that everyone does something for God and no one is left out.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Well, how about you, Dan? Can you tell us more about the power of all?
Well, kids, the Bible talks a lot about this. Did you know that when we all do what God says together, the power of God increases and amazing things happen.
Yeah, well, that's good because I really think that it's way more fun to do things together instead of all by yourself. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, did you know that Psalms 145 verse 21 says, "I will praise the Lord. Let everyone praise his holy name forever." Now that's the power of all. So, to help us learn more about this today, we're going to invite to our show, Mr. Professor Peanutty!
Yay!
Hey, kids ablaze, kids at home, Professor Peanutty back once again with another great invention. So, I was reading my Bible the other day about Caleb and Joshua and how they walked around the walls of Jericho and they went around over and over and over all together. And because they worked together, the walls of Jericho came down, right? But wow, what a lot of organizing they had to do to get everybody on the same page. So I thought to myself, I got an idea. I could invent a device that hypnotizes all the people of God to be like robots so that they do not have to worry about choosing to do what God wants them to do. They just have to be like little robots and listen. So, I have right here one of my best inventions yet. Are you kids ready to check it out? Okay, check this. Look, you think it is an umbrella, but boom, no, it is not. It is a hypnotizing device to make you guys do what I say. That is the best thing ever, right? So, hold on one second. Let me put on my protective shades because, I do not want to be a robot myself. I like to do what I like to do and listen to God myself, okay? So keep an eye, kids, and around and around and around it goes, and you will listen to the Professor Peanutty. You will become the robots and do everything I tell you to do. Listen and watch as I hypnotize you, kids. This is great. All right. Hey, kids at home, watch this. They're like ready and hypnotized right now. Hey, kids ablaze, why don't you do the dab? Oh, look at that, I got them. They're wrapped in, they're so like little robots. Hey, kids ablaze, why don't you do the robot, huh? Oh my gosh, it is working. This is like my best invention yet. I think this is so great. I think this is going to be the wave of the future. No more having to choose to do what God is saying to do in His Bible. You can get hypnotized. No choices for yourself. You don't have to listen to your parents or worried about making the right decision or the wrong decision. You just use my device and you're hypnotized. This is a great thing. You'll all be like little robots, huh?
Whoa. Wait a second. I don't think this is right. You know what? We don't need to be hypnotized to do what God wants us to do. We get to choose. That's the awesome thing about it. We get to choose all together to follow God and do what He wants us to do. So, Mr. Professor, you know what? Do you think you could come up with another invention for us? Because we like them, but this isn't quite what we need to follow God.
Well, you know what? Professor Prinetti is one really cool dude. So I'm going to get out of here and say, see you later. Go back to my laboratory. I'm gonna make another really cool invention for all you kids at home. So goodbye from Professor Prinetti. Good night. Good night, kids ablaze. Good night, kids at home. Good seeing you again.
We'll be right back.
World Revival Church, the place to begin again. Through powerful worship with Eric Newsom Thomason, preaching and teaching by award-winning speakers and authors Steve and Kathy Gray, training in marriage, finance, family, fun, fellowship, and friends for everyone. World Revival Church, when it's time to begin again. 10 o'clock Sunday morning, 9900 View High Drive, Kansas City, Lee Summit.
Get ready for success at Libby Lane Academy. K through 12th graders excel in the rich academic environment of Libby Lane Academy. With a strong phonics and math-based education in the lower grades, plus music, drama, art, and sports electives through high school, Libby Lane Academy gives kids the advantage they need to succeed. Find out more today at LibbyLaneAcademy.com.
Get ready for more Kids of Lays.
Hey guys, who's ready to do the scripture verse of the day?
Yeah!
All right, let's clap. Good job. I will praise the Lord.
I will praise the Lord.
Let everyone praise.
Let everyone praise.
His holy name forever.
His holy name forever.
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 Psalm 145, 21.
Psalm 145, 21.
I will praise the Lord.
I will praise the Lord.
Let everyone praise. Having a blast today. How about you kids at home? Well, I have an idea how to make today even better. How about we ask Dan Dan for a story? How about it, Dan Dan?
Well, sure. I'd like to tell you a story. Let's see, a story about the power of all. Well, I got a great one for you. How about that time with Joshua in the Battle of Jericho when the walls fell down? That's a great story. Listen to this.
A long time ago, there was a famous man named Joshua. In fact, he was so famous that a book in the Bible is named after him. One day, he was hanging out with his best friend, Caleb.
Hey, Caleb, what's up?
Not much. What's up with you today?
Well, I've been thinking about writing a book.
Oh, really? A book? You a book writer? What's the book about?
It's pretty much about me.
Oh, that's cool. What are you gonna call it?
I was thinking about calling it Joshua.
Oh, that makes sense.
Hey, how about I read a little bit of it to you?
Hey, I got a better idea. Why don't you let the guy we pay to be the narrator read it? After all, he's a professional.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Professional, have at it.
Once upon a time.
I love the way he says once upon a time.
Yeah, me too.
Once upon a time, God spoke from heaven to a man named Joshua. Joshua, God said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now I want you to lead my people and conquer the city of Jericho. This confused Joshua, so he turned to his old friend Caleb for advice.
Caleb, what am I going to do? I'm over 65. I should be thinking about retiring. I'm no fighter. I don't know the first thing about conquering a city.
Well, God must have chose you for a reason. What's something you can do? Maybe God will use that.
Well, I used to play a pretty mean trumpet.
That's it.
So Joshua shined up his old trumpet. He also gave a trumpet to seven priests. That night they had their first practice.
Stop, stop, stop!
Pretty terrible, huh?
It's worse than terrible. It's demonic.
I know. It feels like something's missing, but I can't put my finger on it.
Well, if I remember right, Moses used to shout loud when he prayed.
Great idea, Caleb. You've done it again. Okay, everybody, listen up. We're gonna march around the city for 6 days, but on the seventh day, we'll march around seven times. Then we'll blow the trumpets and we'll shout until the walls of the city fall down.
And so for 6 days, they marched and they marched and they marched. And then came the seventh day.
Caleb, it's the seventh day and I feel great. This is the day the walls come down and we take the city of Jericho.
Hey, now might be a good time to remind the people of the plan.
A good idea. Okay, everybody, here's the plan. Today, we march around the city seven times, and when I give the command, blow the trumpets, and then everybody shout!
Now wait a minute, who made you the boss? I'll blow my trumpet when I feel like it.
Yeah, you know I can hear the Lord too, so whenever he tells me to shout, I'll shout. I don't have to listen to you.
Wait, you don't understand. The power is when we, as God's people, do something together in unity. It's the power of all. We all play and we all shout, and when we do it all together, then the walls come down.
This isn't some do your own thing gospel. If you want to be your own boss and do what feels right to you, then you're in the wrong army.
God, what am I to do? You told us all to shout and all to march, but these guys want to be their own boss.
Suddenly, God thundered from heaven and spoke to Joshua.
You don't say. You don't say. You don't say. Okay, I'll do it.
Who was it?
He didn't say. But I think it was God saying that these rebellious guys gotta go. Take them out in the desert, leave them there to die.
Any last requests?
Do you know that song, I Did It My Way by Frank Sinatra? That always cheers up a rebellious person.
Too late for singing. Now choose how you want to die.
How about old age?
Take them away. Now we have the power of all. We will all march around the city 7 times, and then on the 7th time, blow the trumpets and shout the victory.
So they all marched and shouted, and just as Joshua said, the walls of Jericho came tumbling down.
We did it!
We sure did. By the way, whatever happened to those 2 rebellious guys?
Oh, them. They joined the pagan rock band. Now they can do whatever they want, and God is not their boss anymore.
Hey, look, there they are now.
You see, Caleb, when we humble ourselves and work together, there's nothing we can't do. Come on, let's go take another city.
That sounds like a great idea. Hey, do you think maybe this time we could play the saxophone? There's nothing like a good sax to mellow out the battle.
As long as we do it together, Caleb, it's all in the power of all.
Wow, Dan Dan, I'm sure glad that I didn't have to walk around the walls of Jericho by myself. That would have been so boring.
And that's right, Lisa Lou, because the people did it all together, just like God told them to, and that's how the walls all fell down. That just goes to show anything can happen when we obey God with the power of all.
That is so cool. Well, I sure wouldn't mind if God told us all to eat cookies together. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, Lisa, I'm not sure God would say that, but maybe we can go get some milk and cookies after the show.
Well, that sounds good too. Okay, kids, don't go anywhere because we'll be right back after this very important message.
Welcome to the House of Hope and Healing, a place to find your hope again. The House of Hope and Healing is a free ministry located in Kansas City that offers compassionate prayer support when you need it most. No matter the reason, medical, personal crisis, or anything else life can throw at you, the House of Hope and Healing is here to help. Whatever has caused your hope to fade, we can make it shine again. Visit the House of Hope and Healing and discover hope again.
Learning is fun at Libby Lane Preschool in Montessori. Located in Lee's Summit, Missouri, your preschooler will thrive in a safe and happy environment at Libby Lane. Offering quality preschool education and a Montessori classroom experience, Libby Lane Preschool and Montessori is a perfect beginning to your child's education. Help your child achieve their highest potential. Find out more at LibbyLanePreschool.com.
World Revival Church, the place to begin again. Through powerful worship with Eric Newsom Thomason, preaching and teaching by award-winning speakers and authors Steve and Kathy Gray, training in marriage, finance, family, fun, fellowship, and friends for everyone. World Revival Church, when it's time to begin again. 10 o'clock Sunday morning, 9900 U-High Drive, Kansas City, Lee Summit.
Get ready for more Kids Ablaze.
Our hearts are all the same, serving God in unity. captain of heaven's heaven. He said, march around once a day, and on the seventh day, march around seven. And be really quiet, don't make a noise until you hear the trumpet sound.
Hi, my name is Steven Uchman, and I work with our Blazers ministry.
And I oversee Firehouse.
We are the leaders of Action Kids Academy.
And I am a member of the children's ministry team here at World Revival Church.
Every week, we see children pursue an encounter with God through their powerful worship and heartfelt prayers.
They speak and preach the word with boldness. They worship with passion. They pray heartfelt prayers.
I have seen the hearts of young men and women that seem to be so hard melt and become soft in just one moment of the presence of God.
We believe there is no junior Holy Spirit. The children can be filled with God's Spirit as kids were in the Bible.
As a mother, I love to see my own two daughters being raised as mighty warriors.
With three kids of our own in World Revival Church Children's Ministries, we can't speak of a better place to watch a child grow in God.
Why not partner with us at World Revival Church in teaching your children to be set apart for God's use only?
If you live in Kansas City and you want your kids to be all they can be in God, then come join us at World Revival Church.
And if you live in another city, consider moving to Kansas City. People relocate for financial reasons. Maybe it's time for you to relocate for spiritual reasons and join us here at World Revival Church of Kansas City.
It's time for your kids to be all they can be in God. Join us here at World Revival Church, 9900 View High Drive, Kansas City, Missouri, or visit worldrevivalchurch.com. World Revival Church, begin again.
Get ready for more Kids Ablaze.
Inside me wants more of you. Everything inside me longs for more. Everything inside me wants more of you. Everything inside me cries for more. Cry for more. So here I am once again, wanting to be near you. I will seek and I will run, bending my life toward you. 'Cause you have caused a fire in me that nothing can contain. My heart melts like wax at the mention of your name.
we've had together today. I love doing things for God, but it's even better when we're all together with the power of all. And I want to be just like my new heroes, Joshua and Caleb. They did great things for God. Well, that's all we have for now. I'll see you next time right here at the Firehouse.